In the beginning, Genesis 1, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth, tell somebody, that garment of heaviness has now dropped off of me. Genesis 1, verse 2 from the New English translation says, in the second verse, and the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Tell somebody, God sets you free today. I'm going to go to the 28th verse just a moment because I'm trying to stay calm. Well, I'm really... All right, the 28th verse. Touch your neighbor and say, this has been a journey. And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for the good. Even to them that are called according to his purpose. Now yours would read, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that have been called by the Lord. Touch it and say, I'm called. And I want you to tell yourself subconsciously that when I hear this word, I'm going to respond. Because there was something the enemy was trying to pull over on me. And God would not allow it to be so. And we know that all things work together for them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Tell somebody, I am called.
I am called.
And the reason I'm making you say it again, because you need to understand something. The enemy wants you to think that you have not been called nor chosen. But I am not only called, but I've been chosen. Tell somebody, I'm serious now. I'm serious. I'm not going to lose my soul. I've come too far to lose my soul. I've come too far to not allow God's presence to magnify itself within me. I've come too far to allow the enemy to rob me of the things that God has in store for me. And then tell somebody, you must have been awfully close for him to mess with you. You're not saying it with no power. You're not saying it. You must be awfully close to what God has in store for you for the enemy to show out like he did. You must be at the break of what God has for you that the enemy would attack your body, attack your mind, attack your spirit, attack your house, attack your church, attack your finances, attack your children, attack your grandchildren, attack your finances, attack your job. You must be awfully close to stepping over into what God has for you. You ought to tell somebody, you ought to tell somebody, my feet have been loose. Don't look like your feet been loose to me. You're still sitting there. If God said you're about to step over. Thank you. Excuse me. I and you. And the Lord told me this morning, let me tell you something. While everybody else was trying to sleep off and on, some of y'all, and some of y'all was pulling in dresses and putting back lamps. That's how hard you start. I was praying. I was sending messages at 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 in the morning, letting folk know this day, the Lord said, we got 21 days. Oh, you better do better than that. You gonna do better than that. Hunt your neighbor and say, you better find your praise. Because I sent the message and they sent it out, but I missed one thing. I said, there was a part that God gave me that you ain't gonna get unless you come to church. So those who received the 21 days but didn't come, they ain't gonna get it. Because there's another part. And you gotta press your way when God say he got a word for you. Touch somebody and say, I know that's right. I know that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The enemy will show up when God's got a sure word for you. The enemy will attack you when he knows he got a word for you. Tell somebody I had to press. I had to press, but I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. You want to say it with some fire? I'm here. Excuse me. The word is true. That whatever was going on, God said, I'm going to work it for your good. You're going to learn something from it. You're going to have an experience other folk ain't never had. But tell your neighbor, I'm going to pass the test. Ah! Lord, I wish I had some folk that could go with me right there. I'm going to pass the test. I got to pass the test. My children are relying on me passing the test. My blessing is relying on me passing the test. My breakthrough is relying on me passing the test. Tell somebody, get it together and give a praise right now. I feel like I just come out the ring. Let's get ready to do some battle. Let's get ready to let the devil know where we're coming from. Let's let the devil know you don't come, you don't rule, you don't own, you don't have no authority, you don't have nothing here. Excuse me. And we know that everything that the adversary has thrown in your direction this last month was set to destroy you. You got to remember something. He was the angel that they kicked from heaven. And some disembodied angels fell with him. Some disembodied angels fell with him. They were the ones walking around seeking whom they may devour. It's those disembodied angels that are looking for a body they can get into. They don't care who they use. They just want to get in the body. And once they do what they do, then they leave the body. But touch your neighbor and say, that's not happening. That's not. I need some determined folk. Some advanced Christians in the house that's ready to take a step forward and tell that old devil that can't happen. The devil. Slewfoot. Whatever you want to call him. Has his disembodied angels seeking whom he may devour. And I need for you to be ready to hear this today, because you got to snatch that praise and put it in the atmosphere as you hear the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? Touch it and say, prepare yourself for a praise. You've got to tell that disembodied angel of darkness, you will not walk up into my bloodline. Not as long as I got breath in my body. Not as long as the blood is over my doorpost. You can't walk up into my home like that. You can't walk up on my job like that. You can't do no sneak attack on me. Tell somebody I gotta get a praise in right about now. Today. I don't drink water from the enemy's tap. I drink from the fountain of God. Only those who have been washed in the blood know what I'm talking about. Only those that have been redeemed by the blood of the crucified one knows what I'm talking about. Only those that have been saved from the guttermost to the utmost knows what I'm talking about. Only those that know that Jesus is today, yesterday, and forever the same know what I'm talking about. The Bible says, to make a decree. Loose my home, Satan. Some of you sitting here like it's all together. Let me tell you, Satan is trying to creep up in your house. You better put your foot on. That's it. That's it. That's it. Somebody, I ain't no punk for no demons. You don't got what I'm saying. You don't get what I'm saying. I'm not going to let the devil use me. I can't get nobody to go with me, but I ain't going to let no demons use me. I'm not going to let them cause me to miss my blessing, miss my inheritance, miss God's glory, miss God's move, miss the supernatural power or the strong anointing. Find somebody, tell them, let's stop this demon together. You're not by yourself. God always has somebody that's going to stand with you in prayer. There's always a ram in the thicket. I gotta get one more praise and just one more supernatural praise. One more. Help me! Excuse me, get yourself together. The Bible says, as we go back to that same book of Romans, in that same 8th chapter, tell your neighbor, God is moving on my behalf now. The danger of telling someone with power is that the enemy knows that the moment you touch and agree, he has no room to get in. And what I said now, not because I'm saying right in your now of your spirit now, God is doing something supernatural in your now. The word says, if you don't mind, I just need to finish this up, if you'll let me. In the 35th verse, now if you want to holler, this is the place to holler. To every warrior in the house, to every warrior that's just come out of hell's kitchen, tell your neighbor, just watch out, just watch out. Out these next couple of words I'm about to hear. There's something about these words that turn something inside out on the inside and bring it to the outside. Now I'm going to try. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Even as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than just conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, woo, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. Tell your neighbor, I'm on assignment. Tell somebody I'm on assignment. You ain't saying it with no power. My first assignment is to put my foot in the devil's behind. Then tell your neighbor, I shall live day. Tell somebody, I had to get one more praise and just one more weapon praise. One more weapon praise. My praise is my weapon to shield me from. Praise him, girl. Praise him from the bottom of your soul. Praise him. You know you got the victory. You can't wait on another word. You gotta get that praise in. Now that portal is open. Get that praise in. Now that door is open. Get that praise in. Now that window is open. Tell somebody around you, thank you for being next to me. You ain't saying with no power. Thank them. Because when they came in and sat next to you, guess what? The power of God showed up with them and showed up with you. The connection. What I have in my hands are not my power. Showed up, it became instantaneous. In case somebody didn't understand what that meant, it meant that what was going to take some folk 21 days has begun to break in your now right now. Let me clear it up so I can sew this up so we can clean up and get out of here. The 21 days, it was that God would give breakthrough within the 21 days. So it can happen anytime within 21. Touch it up and say, don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled.
Because you're waiting on the 21st day. And he done showed up at this very hour. And he said that when their oil is on their head, it would be like the blood passing over the person. Come get this oil on your head today. Come get this oil on your head today. Pay attention, everybody. Come get. Let me do my musicians first. Come, come. You to make sure this is on the internet tonight. I want people to be able to go tonight and be able to hear this message on the Facebook or whatever y'all do with it. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is, podcast, whatever it is, I want this message on there tonight. It's got to be on tonight, and you've got to tell everybody you know to go and listen to the message tonight. I don't care how, listen, you keep it on, and I got to calm down. Get it tonight. Yeah. Touch your neighbor and say, tonight. Because you're going to need this praise while you're riding to work. You're going to need this praise and listen to this praise while you're on your job. You're going to need to hear this praise when your family go to cutting up. Because within the 21 days, the devil going to try to show us behind. But if I know what God is saying, if you hold on to the promise of God. Don't do that. The power of God is in this place. There is a fire upon each of your heads today. And so when your family come in looking strange, acting strange, don't go to cussing. Say, you see that fire on my head, don't you? I got something gonna burn you, Tell somebody, I don't want to have to lay hands on them. I don't want to have to lay, because if I lay my hands up, I feel a crazy anointing about to come on me. I feel a crazy I told you I feel a crazy anointing. You better stand up. Oh, there's a fire in this house, and it's all over me, and it's all over me, and it's all over me. Praise him in here. Somebody praise him. The prophet Joel said, in the last day, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I shall pour out my spirit upon your young men and upon your old men. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. Don't miss them 3 nights. Don't play me. Be out tomorrow night. Be out Tuesday night. And we close it out Wednesday night. It is revival here. Now, it is a press. house. It is very rare God has ever called us to a service like this. But when God does, there's a reason that he's doing it. And if you press your way, and I promise you won't get out in good time, but you press your way. Don't leave me out there, church. Don't leave me out there, church. Tell somebody we're going to have fire galore in here. Spoke to you and told you I was supposed to have revival, and you should be the ones dancing and shouting. God heard your prayer. You ought to give God praise. He heard your prayer. You ought to give God praise. He heard your prayer. You ought to give God praise. He heard your prayer. You ought to. To do whatever God wants to do. Somebody said, whatever he wants to do. So don't come in with no program. Don't come in with what it should be. Come and say, God, it's your time. The last time something like that happened to us, we ain't know when we were getting out of church. I ain't talking about time. I'm talking about days. The last time we had that happen, we was down in the theater. Anybody remember the theater? Yeah. That went on almost 2 months. Yeah. So I'm telling you, move out the way, man, so I can see where I can see back there. Prissy, find a ride. I know you got to work, but if you get your come, I know you may be doing something. Tyrone, come. I hope you're doing something. Come. Don't miss it. Because I'm telling you, it couldn't have happened had you not been in place today. I told you God had need of your praise. And so now, here's the thing the Lord told me also. And don't stop here. The Lord said, yes, get you $30 in your hand and bring it and drop it on the altar. There's a bad boost down on this bit. They're kicking, honey. They're kicking. You were shouting and they was kicking with you.